As we prepare ourselves for Debbie and the storytelling that emerged from this song, we're settling ourselves into the source of those words, which come from the Book of Lamentations. And it may feel strange to know that these words of hope and joy that have come into this song and a lot of other songs that we sing come from a book called Lamentations. This is a book that is set in the aftermath of the destruction of Jerusalem. And this book utilizes human images to describe the loss of the city. It's more than simply a loss of place. And this is a loss of identity, a loss of God's provision. This is a loss of Israel's sense of their history and a loss of sense of hope of their future. And within this lament erupts these words about God's faithfulness. Because hope is always present in disaster, and there is no sorrow that joy cannot break apart. Because there is no separation that God cannot heal. And so, as we hear Debbie's story, we're reminded that these things are always held together in the Bible. Hope and despair, joy and sorrow, a sense of loss, but also a sense of where God is taking us into the future. And with that, I invite Debbie to take up the place of our storyteller today.
Thanks. I'm really excited for the opportunity to share. The past couple years have afforded me many opportunities to do self-reflection as I've been discerning my call to ministry. And in thinking about my past and how it shaped me, it's really clear to me that I am who I am today because of God's influence. Some of you know that I've experienced a great deal of trauma in my life, and as I've been reflecting on that, I've been reminded of ways that God has been present to me. There are many times I look back on my life and I can clearly see God's protection. Despite how those who are supposed to protect me hurt me, I've never felt abandoned by God. God has always been faithful to me, and that's why Great is Thy Faithfulness is my favorite hymn. It feels like words that I could have written myself and reminds me that when I worship God, I do so in community with all of nature. I'd like to share my thoughts on how the hymn feels deeply personal to me. As I said, there's no doubt that I am where I am because God loves me. God is faithful to promises of love and grace, of mercy and care. God has supported me through hardship and helped me realize that I am someone with worth. Although there have been many times that others have sought to harm me or tear me down, God never wavered in God's love for me. Great is God's faithfulness. I understand the phrase shadow of turning to mean change, and so I take comfort in those words, which remind me that no matter what happens, God will not change God's mind about me, will not stop loving me. God's compassion does not fail. God will forever be to me what God has always been. One of the most incredible joys that comes with loving God is knowing that all of nature loves God. The sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, the very seasons themselves witness God's faithfulness, mercy, and love for us all. To think that my unique worship of God is a part of a larger love and joy shared with all creation makes me feel both very small and very special. The example of God's pardon for sin helps me every day to try to be a better person, seeking to forgive and understand those that frustrate me. I have found a peace that endures in all the ways that I know God's love. I have found God's dear presence cheering me and guiding me on my path. Morning by morning, I see new ways that God has loved me and been merciful to me. Every path that has led me to where I am now has been guided by God's hand. All of the needs that have been fulfilled along the way have been fulfilled by God. Great is God's faithfulness to me. Knowing and loving God is an incredible gift. Knowing that I can rely on God for strength for today is what gets me through hardship. Knowing that God will be there when I need God gives me great hope for tomorrow. Love, grace, joy, acceptance, a purpose, all of these blessings are mine with 10,000 beside. Thank you.